USDA's estimates for this year's cotton crop have changed due to weather conditions. Dr. Gary Adams, president and CEO of the National Cotton Council, joins us with some clarity on the numbers.
Well, in late June, we had USDA's latest estimate for this year's planted acreage, and that number came in at 9 million acres for all cotton, and that's down about 18% from the 2014 number, and it was also down about 500,000 acres from what USDA had estimated back in March. And really, when you look at some of the states, Texas contributed to part of it, and we know weather played a role in some of these acres that were intended to go to cotton, not being planted to cotton because of excessively wet conditions.
Following the acreage report,
we just have the latest set of USDA numbers that takes those acreage numbers and applies a crop to them. And right now, USDA has lowered the amount of abandonment they have and actually raised their yield, so they actually kept the U.S. crop at 14.5 million bales, which is the number they had been carrying.
It's important to note,
when we look at this number, to realize that we're still very early in the growing season. The crop is a little bit behind schedule just because of the late conditions. But overall, when you look at the crop conditions, according to USDA ratings, the crop is still rated in a fairly good situation. So I think the prospects for above average yields are certainly there. It'll just depend on the growing season and then what type of harvest conditions we have as we move into the fall.